Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Caitlin, with whom I have the pleasure of speaking to.
Yeah, Caitlin, my name is Chris Garst, G-A-R-S-T.
How may I assist you?
Pardon me?
How may I assist you?
Well, I got into a I got an email this morning saying that I won a iPhone Pro 13.
Yes, sir. That's not stating that you won. That's saying that you won an entry ticket to be entered into winning one.
That's what I'm why I called. It said that I was the winner in the first thing that I got. I had a stroke, so you have to bear with me. So, and I've been charged now, what, $6 and something yesterday. And then now you want $7 and something more. So
yes, sir.
To me, that's a fraudulent whole. The whole thing is a fraudulent deal.
Yes, sir. So I don't assist with giving out the iPhones that have been won.
Pardon me?
I don't assist with giving out iPhones that have been won. We're a third-party call center that assists with hundreds of products and multiple companies, but we don't assist with giving out iPads or iPhones.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I want all this reversed on my credit card.
Okay, yes,
because
so
all of it has fraudulent type of language in the whole thing.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
It is 88028.
Your first and last name?
Christopher. My last name is Garst, G-A-R-S-T.
And can you verify your address?
8278.
Okay, yes, sir. So I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay. Actually, it's your sales department.
No, sir, we will be transferring you to the fraud department since you stated that this is fraudulent activity.
Well, the language with which you use on the internet is not correct. It's coercion or whatever the other word is for it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Getting you transferred over now.